July the 2nd, 2020. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Wafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com archives and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will begin with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Nuke bomb kills the inner human, leaving only a flesh body. So this is the day of religion. And also the day of judgment. People are being eliminated, terminated, as though victims of nuke bomb explosion. The nuke bomb was just recently created. It is the latest of the bombs created. I have to elaborate a little bit before going further with this. It was created so that a lot of wealth wouldn't have to be lost while fighting your enemies in war. If you defeated him, you don't want to tear up all the things that he had if you have to rebuild after you take over his land. So you want the banks to still be standing. You want the account department, the paper, computers, and everything not to be damaged. So they invented a nuke bomb that will kill people but leave all the material establishment intact, unharmed. So that is what this culture is doing right now. It is operating as a nuke bomb, and it will kill the human life in the flesh body but leave the flesh body standing apparently unharmed. It leaves the physical intact, not destroyed. The inside void of human essence, hence empty of human essence and open to body snatchers. The biggest of the body snatchers is commercialization. It invites you to get into the new dress style and style your way into hell or into another mindset and become another one of the common people who have no human essence, lost souls taken by the body snatcher. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. So they are related, and what he looked that was the world before man influenced, before man indulged the world, before his imprint it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature before man touched it or interfered with it, as was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discourage it, allurement, with temptation, things to tempt man, and that is what God saw the angels on the second scene that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work and the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the sublisted of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now? If you are not already saved by the church, some faith, or some religion, most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. So when Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made me Louvain. It means the earth, the topsoil, that bears good topsoil, that is rich to grow things in. They translate it mud, or sometimes they say stinky mud, or something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means the mud has organic matter in it. So it has a smell. You know, the fresh, the rich farmland has a smell, because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made him of levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. You fashioned him of that, and there is decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has stolen his life, and you say you are going to give charge in the earth to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They say this world, or this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels were coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responds to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human soul, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul, him addressing that God takes over because God put back. But that is in that innocent soul. Allah, two hands, symbolic of natural world and revelation. And that is God's work in that into innocent soul that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creature maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you that you will not make sujda to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands? Both the natural world and revelation. Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sujda to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their communities, and not always more or would say purifier or even having an ethnical interest to establish ethics. No, but they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shape you in the womb as He pleases. In here, a central nature and function, the woman, wife, mother, is the very womb of society. The womb is the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother, with just as the individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So many of us doesn't understand just how important the womb is in the growth process of the mind and society. The woman, wife, mother stands as a physical womb, giving us a picture of something that Allah is going to extend throughout the life of history of humanity. And there is the physical womb, but God is going to take you out of the physical womb and put you in a mental womb that is mostly a moral womb, the womb of your mother. Morals, she will start your mind to growing by teaching you not to do what is wrong and to do what is right. Later, she will form you again, and you will be born in the womb of reason, thinking. Every child is born as a result of two parents and has the right to be raised, guided, and protected by the two parents. But where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parent, the mother, she has to raise her child properly. She has to enforce the best behavior and the best mind into her child. As parents, the Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. The child has been made by Allah to be impressionable, and to accept guidance and leadership. The child is looking for this from the parent. So character equals care plus actor. As parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent, in the presence of our children, we are crippling them from the beginning because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our indecent behavior. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as He pleases. John 1:1, in the beginning was Word. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 138, the baptism of Allah, who baptizes better. A thing may take on several and different natures. If you are raised in the jungle without human beings as parents, you might come up as a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their sound. I'm not telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You might bark or make sounds like a wolf. Why? Because the human creature is different from all the other creatures of the earth. We are not made when we are physically made. We come into the world from your mother womb as an empty vessel. The world that you are born in has to fill that empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell in the kingdom we call the vessel. It says to us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. What does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body, when it is delivered from the flesh womb or body of our mother, is the thing that forms us in our flesh body. And that thing was before our flesh body. So when did man start thinking in the earth? No history tells us. When did the first thought come into existence? No history can tell us. So we as an inward person or as a real person ruling in the flesh have no birth record. If you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. So you can be born identical twins and grow up to be more unlike each other than any other brother and sister in the family. It doesn't mean you're going to be alike because you're physically alike, although many times twins also look alike in their minds and in their spirit. That's because they like each other, and perhaps there was nothing happening in the house to make them dislike each other. But if one twin senses that the mother is trying to force it to be like its brother or sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is an individual too. It might come up resisting the influences that the other one accepts. So the results will be that these people will be far apart as persons, although they have been close as flesh. So what does this tell us? This tells us something that might be too strange and too heavy for your mind to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination. But it's true. You've been hearing it in the church all your life. Allah, the God himself, makes us. We are only born physically from our parents, but God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different materials. He allows some of us to come up like our mothers and some to come up like our fathers. Some to come up being neither like mother or father. May he be like uncle or aunt or grandparent father. So you were mine before the physical creation. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. The Quran, Surah 95, Ayat 4, we created man in the excellent way. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language Babel. Do you think of yourself as a physical creation? Because you were before the physical creation, the physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. The earth produces minerals, plants, flesh. The earth produces your flesh so that you will have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we were formed right according to the Holy Quran and Bible. But we went off from that right way of thinking or began thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. So once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when this happens is a new language. So Genesis 11, 1-7, one language Babel. The Holy Quran in the Bible says that once the people were one people and their language was one language. So what does this mean? It means that once the bad truth comes to them, once their society, their community was filled with the language of truth, it was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened and they went astray from the right course and lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the word of God. It was the word of grafted creation. So when the word of grafted went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a grafted person. And that vessel, Jesus said, that is as a man thinketh, so is he. If we would take this time, we can show you and bring you to agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words, language. So words bring message to the mind. What do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call these words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. These numbers are seen as words in the wisdom of the wise of this world. So the world is that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. You don't call these words, but they are. What you're doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open, and the baby sees something when the eyes are open. Without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The image that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. Everything in your environment is words speaking to your mind, forming you in the body. The books you read, the language of your parents, the talk you heard in the home, the words you heard in the street, the physical thing that you looked at and thought about, the physical thing that you looked at and didn't think about, are all words. All these things have acted as words going into your mind, forming you. And they are forming you for as long as you live in this world. The process of making or forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. So if you don't want yourself to be created and ill, we beg, ugly or disease form, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises is due to Allah. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in womb of mother. Mother equals community. Say he creates you in the womb of your mother. And the woman is put away in five wraps. Or, it's wonderful. Yes, this mother is our community. You know what we are talking about is community life. And what gives form or structure again to community life? The application of the five senses directed, guided, and protected by God. You aren't going to get it up there. You're going to have to victim again if you just keep looking up there. So the Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 shaped you in the womb of mother. The Quran Surah 64 Ayah 3 made Surah picture features. So human picture identity and the shaping there is given as a picture how we are formed in the womb of our mother. Says, and he is the one who made our surah singular here. God uses our looks in the singular, not in the plural. And God says, and he made that tree picture most excellent, the human picture that God created first. God made human, and then he made white, black, red, yellow, male and female. All this you see. So the human picture is a trust picture for all the different races. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 shape you in the mother's womb. If the mother is not original, the child will be made artificial. She will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. If you would devote your intellect, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain, intellect to God, with complete submission, God will bring the gene of your body, containing that orientation in it, and that will be passed to your children, and your children will grow the bigger dimension. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb of your mother. He gives us these distinctions, this distant picture. He gives us those while we are in the womb of our mother. He says that means here on earth, he gives us these pictures that distinguish us, one's form, another. And God says, the most honorable of you, say he. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb as pleases. So we have many pictures because God says we are giving our picture in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. So in our picture while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother, that's the physical picture, right? All of us get our physical picture in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. That's where we get our physical picture. The physical picture is from there. Nothing goes there but a little microscopic thing that are placed in the mother, and she is a factory that turns out that beautiful child. So if you look in the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is one God made that we all have the same. It doesn't look different for many of us. It's all the same for all of us. And that human being in his excellent condition that God wants us, the human being in the excellent condition that God wants us in, is the common picture for all of us. Now, if we would put importance on the common picture and not on the separate pictures, we would have no real serious race problem. Fetus in the womb is pure, has spirit. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah created in the womb as he pleases. The Hadith seek knowledge from cradle to the grave. Psalms 51:5. Original sin conceived in womb. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Life is premortally in the unborn as spirit and purity. The unborn child pure and had a spirit, and don't think the spirit ain't in the child. The child is in the mother, and the spirit is in the child already. Received another spirit when it comes out here. Breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, when life is conceived in the womb, the life has spirit. The spirit is the first life. Life has spirit and has purity. And a sign of this purity in that when the baby is born, science only called could tell us this. It has about 6 months immunity and most diseases that will get us. 6 months immunity. 6 months immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge. We want to understand our human life. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to express to you what have extracted from Revelation so that we will be able to understand better human life. So life is acquiring knowledge. If you are not trying to acquire the knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. You're not rationally curious. You're dead. To which the prophet and the messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, pardon me, he says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So what is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that's in the cradle seek knowledge? That's not for the baby in the cradle. That's for us. That's to tell us that God has created you from time. From time to time that you are delivered from your mother with a brain, with an intelligence that seeks knowledge. That's what to want, that's want to know. And I've seen that in newborn infants. Once the eyes open up, you can see them looking at you with a curiosity, the first sign of life. In the mind is curiosity, wanting to know. God created us to know. The prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that, and in his expression, in a reference to a definition of human life given before this time, before the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him time in the Holy Scripture, to understand this, the world, the whole human body, is to be seen as the medium for our mental activity and our mental need. So the mouth for intake, food, whatever, water, thirst, taste, to distinguish and to select things that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested, and preparation, chewing and whatever. Chewing and the acid in the mouth helps prepare the food to go down the throat, to be taken down into the stomach for further preparation and digestion so that it could be put into the bloodstream. Then the bloodstream takes it to all parts of the body. Even your hair is fed by your blood. Go to any hair specialist, pardon me, you know, people who treat diseases of the hair, and they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow if it doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. Blood has to come up to the skin for the hair to be healthy. That's why it's good to stand on your head, brother. When you are exercising, you know how to stand on your head. Weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. But standing on your head is good for hair growth up there. After you lose it, all don't bother. Too late to catch it. But our prayers has been given to serve our whole life, not just our spirit and mind. Our prayer has been given to serve our whole life. When you make ruku, you're bringing the blood to your head. It's healthy for you when you make sajda, bringing even more blood to your head. Is healthy for you. Now, so much for that. Senses and whole body serves brain perception. However, the senses and the whole body serves human perception. Though we know we have these senses of taste, sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of feeling, we have these five senses. But the whole body serves the need in the brain for perception. So the life of the body is, quote, the lifeblood. The lifeblood, the whole body is the lifeblood, is the life, but what is life is feeding the whole body. The lifeblood, and that comes from scripture, not Quran, the book, the Bible, and other scriptures, not only other scriptures. Statements from philosophers that didn't call themselves religious, but they were. They didn't understand it. They didn't understand it then. they also had given blood as the life of the body. So spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. The spirit is seen in the activity and the production. So you say you got spirit. I don't see no production. Pardon me. I don't see no activity. You say you got spirit. I don't see your production. What you produce, you got spirit. So the Quran, Surah 6, Surah 3, Ayah 6, made further in the womb. So I give you your picture more than one when you are in the womb of your mother, right? So I give you your picture more than one when you are in the womb of your mother. So we come out as African, Chinese, Asian, Nigerian, Guyanan, whatever all these. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, God formed us in the womb of our mother. God says he formed us in the stomach or in the womb of our mother to give us the form so that the form is first, isn't it? The life in the mother was the life that depended upon her. So the life outside is the life of independence. But we have to grow step by step into that life. The immediate deliverance is not independent except for separation from her body, not a dependency on her physical body anymore. We start to be depending upon the second mold. So the first mold, the mother, the second one is this world out here. So we are shaped in our mothers, and then we are delivered in time, as God planned it. And we are delivered into this world, another mold, to shape us. So we are formed in the first time without our consciousness, awareness of it. We had not awareness of ourselves being formed or formed we were taking. Then we were delivered into this world. And in the next mold, we learn about the first one, where I was, how I was formed, yes. And this is the world for us to have our individual responsibility for our own life. Or I say relative independency. So life God created, so give to back him. So the life is for God. That's the point. We must give our life to God. The God that gives us our life and the means for keeping our life, we must give our life to him. It's nothing short of that. He asks nothing less than that. We give the life to him. My personal life must be lived for God. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, man of understanding. Allah reveals secrets to whom he pleases. So who are the logical? Al-Bay means who have first knowledge. It is rational mind that's pure, innocent. The logical mind is first innocent and pure. Then later it becomes corrupt in the world. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, Al-Bay, people of original knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that no one gets the hidden meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that knows the hidden meaning. And another place, the only one is to get it, is Ul al-Bay. Or either it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed or Ul al-Bay. Ul al-Bay means the people of the original knowledge, who got the original knowledge. People blessed with the original knowledge who are blessed with the first principles, the essence. Those who are blessed with the essence. When you are blessed with the essence, it's like tea, and you can unlock mystery. Yul Abed is more than man of understanding. They understand because they've got something that nobody else got. They simply means door or gate or study or chapter. Yul Abed means that they got the very first one, the very first knowledge, the one that Moses was questioned. He said that that was Melchizedek. I could agree with him, but that's a bad way to put Moses, bad light to put Moses in, because Melchizedek means the spirit of truth. And if the spirit of truth was not obeyed by Moses, looked like Moses was disobedient. Imam Kamiluddin, I heard you referred to as a nature, El Melchizedek. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, that's right. Imam Kamiluddin, the nature that one you raises up in the human being after he, Melchizedek, is nature transmitted to conscience. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the original nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the original nature is Melchizedek. But only when that nature is curiously being transmitted, when that nature is purely being transmitted in the right way, and purely purity is being transmitted to that conscience. That's Melchizedek. Yes, sir. And Moses did have trouble following that. Moses was a man given to temperamental outbursts. And God says in the Quran that that was before his conversion or before his prophethood. And remind those who charge him with being that way that that was before his prophethood. The trip of him and the wise man was before his prophethood. So nature awakens conscience, which improves nature. Once he got the understanding, Melchizedek, he says, it's on you now, your conscience. It has entered your conscience. It shows you how the conscience is supposed to be the leader. The nature is supposed to awaken the conscience only. But once the conscience is awakened, then it's supposed to study nature to improve upon the nature and to free the nature to give greater freedom to the nature. So it begins to prepare the place for the nature, a greater place than the world, a more the more dignified place in the world for the nature. But it can't do anything until it first gets light. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, yes, that's right. Now, he finally saw when he told him how many times he, Qadira, told him Moses. He told him three times, yes. See that the key, the number of times, he told it to him. The third time meant that now he has entered into your spiritual conscience. See, nature tries to awaken us. Nature tries to awaken us itself through flesh, but that's not where it wants to get. It wants to get into consciousness. So it finally comes up into the intellect, right? And the intellect is blind or a lot of time can't see it. But finally it gets through the intellect into the conscience, and once it gets there, that is what you take if you form there. So nature will knock on your rational mind forever. But once it enters your conscience, if you don't pay attention to it, it just slips right away out of the way. If that's what you want to go on. So the conscious means that really you have recognized it. When once a thing enters your conscience, then you have recognized it, you have accepted it. Yes, sir. Whether you understand it or not, you have accepted it. Once you have accepted it, it's your responsibility. So once you accept it, it says your responsibility. The wrong can be in your habit. Wrong can be even in your rational thinking. But you don't want to be punished for it. But once it enters your conscience, a lot of people do wrong. But they do it because their intellect can't see the evil. When the intellect sees the evil, that means it has entered. Nature made a mother to birth the conscience. Isn't that wonderful how nature has made a mother, and we call it Mother Nature? Nature is our mother. Mother isn't going to care for you always. She's going to care for you until you reach until you are responsible. If you aren't responsible in your first thought, you're right. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 7, the Quran verses basic allegorical. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 7, the Quran verses basic and allegorical. Allegorical mutasabiha means it resembles and explains. So one term here is this translation, allegorical, is a subject of dispute in certain circles of Islamic scholars. Many of them object to the translation allegorical. The English realm allegorical means describing, casting, representing, putting in picture that is abstract or that is referred to function, relationship, etc. Better putting in pictures that which is abstract, pictures from or better conveys the idea to mind. That is a simple statement. It's what allegorical means. Now, with that particular translation of this word in Quranic Arabic, I'm learning from the teacher. So they have difficulty with it. If I say something, yes, Ben, using same word in the present tense verb from something, yes, Daha, it means it resembles that. But this word, mustahabiha, is a very sensitive technical expression. Pardon me. So it doesn't mean just a simple resemblance or a simple or symbolic representation. It also means that it is what you call the word analytical. Analytical means something that is not only conveying in picture or symbol, but it also explaining something. So reskahuna means firmness, deep knowledge. Now the term reskahuna is the plural form of the kind of non-verb. If you can understand that terminology for one person, it would be restika, Rasikaha. And it says that these Rasikuna, they say all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is this telling us? It is telling us, drawing our attention to the tendency and the studious, ambitious students, and some people caught up in metaphysics, estoicism, secret doctrines, the tendency and term to grab concepts and run with them, thinking they got it all. That is what this is addressing. And those people who do that, they run to the beach and they look for the deepest water and they dive off that pier that is in front of the deepest water possible for them. And they go off into there and go off into, and they try to swim instead of going to the moderate water first and see if you can swim in that. So if you can swim in that, then take off into the deep water. You know that will be safe. So it's referring to people like that. They are not grounded in knowledge. What is the meaning of grounded in knowledge? Here again, we have a problem finding a term that will do justice to the Arabic term Rasikuna fil alam. So what do we mean by grounded in the knowledge? Rasikun is a word that carries with it not only firmness but deep depth. So those who have depths of knowledge, deep knowledge, those who have roots of knowledge, those who have etymological science. Now, how many understand that? Who is telling me what I should say? Who is teaching me every time they get a chance? How many have that kind of understanding? Only a few people have that kind of understanding. And it takes long studies to get that kind of understanding. And it takes a blessing of God. God rewards your long search and the blessings of Almighty God. So I just want to let a couple of the people know here that because I don't reply back to you, don't think I don't hear you. I hear you, and I'm the imam here, and I don't want to get excited. I'm the imam here, and I am leader of this community. If I don't want you here, I can tell you to go anytime I get ready. That's right. So don't think I don't see you. I hear you. I do. But you are welcome to stay here. You can't make any trouble for me. So rest your corner. Person comfortable, not tense with the knowledge. Once again, rest your corner. Persons comfortable, not tense with the knowledge. So this word restikuna also means that the person is comfortable with his knowledge. Those who are tense, all tense, and tight with their knowledge, they can't be the restikuns. If you are the restikun, you are not uptight. You are not rigid. You are not an ice man. If you are really a restikuna, you are relaxed. You're comfortable with your knowledge. You see, Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. So I'm a kind of different teacher, you know. I don't know what you expect when you come to hear me, maybe. You expect a man who is going to come out and rail on the people for being in sin. Maybe some of you think you're going to come out and hear somebody conform to the formalities of the intellectual orator. I don't know what you expect when you come here for the first time. So maybe when you come here and you see me, you say, what is this? He doesn't know what he's doing. He hasn't got it together. Well, I'm a man that likes to be comfortable. Sometimes I have something on my mind and I want to rush right to it and get it over. And sometimes I want to just relax. So why I can't be myself? So I prefer to just be myself. So I'm not rushing. I'm relaxing. I'm just taking it easy. I'm being myself, as always. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 7, UL Al-Bayb, Men of Understanding. So UL Al-Bayb means the door, but when you put it in the language, it doesn't mean door. It means more than door, and UL means first, and Al-Bayb means the door. So the first door or the first of the doors. The doors in the singular, but you could say the first of the door or the first door, men of the first door. And it means men of moral logic, men of the logic governing how we should behave. That's the first door, men who are devoted to the reasoning and the logic that governs how human beings ought to behave. I said morals, but it's a little but more, little bit more than just morals. And that's a logic that evolves naturally. And it was the first exercise of reasoning for human beings. First thing they wanted to deal with was human behavior. Because if human beings, if they don't accept some discipline for their behavior, how can they then perform in any field of discipline if they can't discipline themselves? So it's the first door. Is that not right? It is the first door. Men of the first door is also means possession. UL, it could be, it could mean possessor. They are owners, possessors of the door by the creation, by certain reasoning. Owners of the door, they are the first at the door. And because they are the first at the door, they are the owners of the door. So this is philosophical language, reasoning that supports life and nature. That's what it is, the reasoning that wants to serve the uplift of nature and life, men of logic, loosely speaking. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Miraj Speaks, for allowing me to come before you once again. And understand that I'm a student, so I'm learning, I'm studying. I'm making these mistakes, but this mistake is not made by the leader, it's made by me. Because I'm the student, so thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.